Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the day is pleasant with clear skies. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, inviting many to enjoy the outdoors. Jerusalem enjoys similar weather, though a light breeze adds a refreshing touch. In Haifa, temperatures are comfortable, making it a great day for a stroll along the port. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, Donald Trump stated earlier today that the United States will probably strike Iran tonight following recent attacks. Also, JNS reports just in that Trump reiterated the U.S. will continue to strike Iran hard. Also this hour, Walla reveals destruction at Ayatollah Khamenei's residence following extensive U.S. military attacks earlier today. Separately, I-24 News reported that U.S. forces struck 80 targets in Iran overnight in retaliation for disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, Forward notes that the U.S. launched what it calls powerful strikes against Iran Tuesday evening. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 shared minutes ago that President Trump mentioned the U.S. will likely strike Iran tonight with minimal warning. Al Arabiya English reported just now that President Trump discussed the possibility of taking over Karg Island and mentioned knocking out several Iranian boats last night. Raylan Givens, a Middle East commentator, posted that Trump accused Iran of dishonor, claiming they asked for a timeout during Khamenei's funeral, only to attack ships afterward. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Donald Trump's latest statements. The Jerusalem Post reports Trump warned of imminent U.S. action against Iran, stating that they would hit them hard tonight. This follows a series of retaliatory strikes after Iran targeted tankers in the Persian Gulf. The situation raises tensions in the region, with potential impacts on global oil markets and regional security. Turning to the U.S. military response, according to Walla, significant damage occurred at Ayatollah Khamenei's residence following U.S. Central Command's attacks. These strikes are part of a broader U.S. effort to counter Iranian aggression. The escalation could further strain diplomatic efforts between Iran and Western nations. Meanwhile, I-24 News provides details on the U.S. military's overnight actions. The U.S. targeted 80 sites in Iran, responding to threats against commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. CENTCOM confirmed these actions aimed to safeguard international shipping lanes. The strikes underscore the ongoing volatility in the region and could influence future maritime security policies. In financial news. First, Walla Business reports that Finance Committee Chairman Hanok Milbisky criticized a senior Takuma official for ineffective leadership, highlighting internal tensions within the company. Separately, Tech reveals that Israel ranks 8th globally in inward investment projects per capita into the UK, surpassing all G7 economies. This demonstrates Israel's growing influence in international business. And finally, Globes notes that Asaf Rappaport has acquired the Israeli social media group Israel Bidur. This move expands Rappaport's reach into digital media, with significant followings on platforms like Instagram and TikTok. Yeah, that's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.